Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Episode 83, No Bad Days podcast. Checking in. We got a couple group members away from their homes this weekend. So we'll start with Marty. Where are you checking in from?
Checking in from Providence, Rhode Island, currently here visiting Nat for 2 weeks, I believe. So we're going to head up to Boston for a couple nights, go to New Hampshire for a few nights. And yeah, a little bit of time. Yep.
Where are you staying in Boston?
I don't know if we're going to spend a night there. I think we're just going to
Go back and forth.
Go to like the seaport, I think she said.
Yeah.
If that's a thing.
Yeah, I know. I think.
Maybe a Red Sox game too next Monday. We'll see.
Definitely mix one of those then.
Yeah, oh, definitely. Yeah. You got to get out to a ball game.
Yeah, I'd love to eat a hot dog at the baseball stadium.
Yes, Fenway Frank, Steamers.
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait for sure.
Pacer, how you doing, bud?
Doing good. I'm the only one at home right now. Loving it. Actually, speaking of Fenway Franks, I was at a Jays game the other week, and it was on a Tuesday, and it was like the hot dog. They call the Looney Tuesdays because hot dogs are a dollar. And we broke.
They do that at the Jays. Oh, okay. Yeah. Finish your story, and then I gotta add something.
Yeah, they broke a franchise or stadium record there because over 60,000 hot dogs were sold that day.
Holy hell.
That's a lot of dogs.
Oh, yeah. Me and my dad had four each because they're only like this big. But we were – so I was coming from work and I came home so late and we were starving because we didn't eat dinner. We got there. We see Looney Tuesday. We're like, eight. Let's go.
Oh, you didn't know it was hot dog night?
No. Like we had no idea. But like it made sense when we got there. And right. Then – how about I had a friend that was at that game and he was saying like, obviously like, you know, and like everyone posts it on their social media, whatever. So I was talking to him after and he's like, yeah, I didn't know it was Looney Tuesday either. So he bought a hot dog outside for like $7 and then took it in with him. And then they get in there and it's a dollar hot dog the whole time.
Yeah. Damn. That's tough bounce for that guy, but I was going to say, yeah. I was watching that game because I knew that you were there and I wasn't really doing anything. So I was watching it on TV and I remember making a comment of why is there so many people there on a Tuesday?
Yeah.
And then now that all makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause usually obviously like during the week, maybe a Thursday game might get a decent attendance, but Mondays, Tuesdays, like that place is half empty, but it was buzzing. And they did the renovations in the outfield for this year. So like there's like sick bar scenes and like the standing room. All you need is like a ticket. So what a lot of people do is they just buy the cheapest ticket to the game and you could go stand in the outfield at like the first concourse level, just stand by the bar and watch the game the whole time. It's actually a pretty sick setup back there.
How much does a beer cost there?
Yeah, I was going to say, there's no dollar beers at those games.
No. There's no Looney Tuesdays is strictly hot dogs. But a beer, I think, is like $12 or $13.
Oh, man. I just have such a hard time justifying that to buy a beer like that when I'm at a game like that or something.
Yeah, you're definitely not going there to get after it. If you are, I suggest guzzling a 2-6 before you walk in there. So it'll last you the whole game. But you kind of have to, like, it's just the environment. You're at a ball game. Like, you got to get at least a beer.
Yeah. So maybe, for sure.
Bite the bullet on one. But, like, I don't suggest buying six.
You don't suggest what?
Did I cut out, dude? Mm-hmm. Oh my god, my Wi-Fi is garbage right now. but at least it's good when we play COD. But no, I said I don't suggest buying six beers. Just stick to one or two, maybe. Save the bank.
Yeah, yeah. I was gonna say that it's a good transition into. I went to the Luke Combs concert in Vancouver 2 weekends ago.
Yeah,
and first of all, unreal concert, unbelievable.
Can I ask how Lainey was?
She was really good. Got my Riley Green shirt on that I bought there.
That's
nice.
For $55.
What a lineup! Lineup that is.
$55.
Yeah.
Wait. So it was Combs, Riley Green, and Lainey.
So it started. Yeah. So Lainey was. Well, there was two other performers on before, but we didn't go in for that. But Lainey was on at 5. She played till 6:15. Riley Green was on 6:30 till like 7:30-ish, kind of roughly. And then Luke Combs played from like 7:30 right to like almost midnight.
Holy shit. That's fucking
sick.
It was insane.
That's a sick lineup.
Mm-hmm.
That's unreal. Your snap, it didn't look like there was a lot of people there yet for Lainey.
Yeah, well, yeah, not really. Like, I would say it was like half full, but like it was a football stadium. So it sat like, I think there was like 50,000 people at the concert.
Like it still looked like a lot, but there was definitely sold out.
Yeah. When Luke was there, it was definitely sold out. But Lainey, yeah, it was 5 o'clock. So I don't know if people were late coming or whatever, but Riley Green was kind of the same. It wasn't at full capacity yet. But yeah, obviously when Luke Combs came on, it was pretty bumping.
What was your favorite song that he sang?
Luke Combs?
Yeah.
Honestly, dude, Fast Car was pretty good. Like he did Fast Car. You
love that song.
That car was buzzing. I don't know. Beer Never Broke My Heart. It's a banger and one too many when he says let's shotgun one, and then the guy comes out with two beers and he hands one to a fan and
really?
He gets one himself and shotguns it. Yeah.
Does the fan come on stage with him?
No, like he hands it into the crowd kind of.
Oh.
But and then at the end of the concert, Lainey, Riley Green, Luke, and one other guy sang a cover of some like old song from the 80s. I forget what it was. But they all did it together, which was kind of sick too.
That is sick.
What did he open with? Do you remember?
I don't. I want to say Hurricane.
Did you sit with Rosie?
No, Rosie bought a single ticket and was just like bombing around. And the funny story is Rosie really wanted to see Lainey Wilson up close. Wonder why. So me, Rosie, and my girlfriend's kind of like, I don't know, her sister's boyfriend. We were all there together. So the three of us went to like down low for Lainey, like up close.
Yeah.
And then we were just kind of sitting there. And there was this lady in front of us. She turned around and she's like, do you guys know anyone that wants a single ticket? I got two from work and I couldn't find someone to give them to. And so obviously Rosie started talking to her and then we left and then we went back to our seats. So I didn't see him till I saw him before and then after the concert. So
that's but, yeah. Funny.
Johnny, Riley Green sang your favorite song, Georgia Time.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I've been bumping that.
Yeah.
Still, me and Tav probably played that song maybe 15 times on the way home.
Want to know who I've been bumping? Kind of random. You know that Jelly Roll guy?
Dude, yeah.
I know, right?
He's so good, man.
Yeah.
And yeah, I didn't even hear of him until I watched the finale of American Idol.
Yeah, same.
And he was on there and he sang with Lainey Wilson.
Yeah.
And I was like,
the Save Me song?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so good.
I literally probably played it like 15 times today alone.
I'm not too familiar with his songs. I want to start listening to him, but I saw a thing other than Morgan Wallen's album right now. I think his is like the second highest country album going right now.
Well, probably. Yeah. He just came out with a documentary too on his life. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure he's had a pretty crazy life.
Yeah, he's had a messed up life. He spent like, I think it was like 5 or 6 years in prison or something.
Yeah.
When he was like 18 to 20 or 16 to 20 or something.
Yeah, he used to be a rapper too, right?
Yeah, something like that. Like, and obviously he's a different. He kind of looks like Post Malone, like and with he all even the tattoos like on his Posty face
too.
Yeah, he's got like that different kind of music. But yeah, I mean, and he's on Joe Rogan's podcast too. It's interesting. I listened to that.
Yeah, me too. He's really good. I like him.
Yeah, it's funny you said that, Marty, because I was driving the other day. I was probably driving for like an hour and a half. I would drop John off at work up Island a little bit. And I had the highway on like that XM's radio station.
Yeah.
And that song, No Joke, came on three times while I was driving. And then twice later on that day in the same car. It was crazy.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, I don't complain because I love it.
Yeah.
Actually, I went to Dirk's Bentley on Thursday.
Yeah, I had that in my notes. How that looked like? What was that Budweiser stage outside?
Yeah, it's like that's like the place to go in the summers here. It's like it's just like outdoor concert season. It's like every weekend there's just someone, and I'm waiting for I gotta find out the date for when Zach Brown Band comes because I gotta see them again. They come to Toronto every summer, and I think Luke Bryan's coming next weekend, but it's the weekend of the marathon, so we obviously won't be here. But like just an outdoor concert, like it's just so much fun. And then I got the tickets through my cousin, so I was able to snag some. We snagged the pit seats, so we were right down there, and he's just awesome,
right? He's unreal. In the mosh pit, eh?
Oh yeah, well we weren't too deep in there because that's the sweat box, but we were hanging on the outskirts a little bit, but he does this thing. He did it when I saw him at Boots and Hearts too. He brings a fan on stage and has a beer with them. He shotguns a beer with them. So he just seems like such a good guy. I don't know why. He's like always talking about like how grateful he is for everything and stuff like that. And then it was cool at the end, him and his band, they put on like wigs, glasses, and like windbreakers and like sang 90s countries tunes. So they were singing like Achy Breaky Heart and, Friends in Low Places, so like that was kind of fun to like end it off. Yeah,
that is sweet.
And then he sang Drunk on a Plane, and like a like half an airplane comes out, and then he's in like his pilot gear and he's just hammered on stage. He's such a beauty.
Do you guys that Matt Rife kid just announced his world tour? Do you check?
Yeah, that guy's like popping off too big time, right?
Yeah huge. He's hilarious.
You know, he started on that show Wildin' Out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, I did just see
I've seen old TikTok clips on him. Like, he looks like an infant on that show. But
yeah,
I guess he's around our age, though. Like, he's got to be in his mid 20s.
Yeah. Know? He definitely is, probably.
Something like that. At least. But yeah, he looks like
26.
He's got a younger face as it is, but like, he looks like a baby on Wild. Like, I've seen old clips of him, and I was just like, oh, I had no idea he was on the show.
That would be funny to go to one of his things. There's like freaking 40 or 50 things, like venues he's going to.
That's crazy.
Is he doing a world tour or is it just in North America? World tour. Holy shit.
I know. I've tried finding the thing because I saw he's going to Winnipeg, but I saw a post on Facebook from like a random person. And they're like, I tried getting a ticket. It's already sold out.
That's crazy.
And yeah, actually, he's going
blown up.
He's going to Birmingham too, and I saw one of the boosters posted a Facebook thing too saying they tried to get a ticket and it's sold out already.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
That's crazy. Him and that Andrew Schultz guy they've been growing like a lot in the comedian world a lot lately.
Who's Andrew Schultz?
Oh, he's that ginger guy with Bobby Lee.
No. He's if you've seen his clips on TikTok.
He's like the Italian guy.
Yeah, he's like Italian. He's got short Spanish hair, like a or goatee. Something.
Yeah.
He's got a little bit of a mustache now. He's pretty funny too.
He is funny.
He's got some dark humor, but he's funny.
Yeah. Yeah, you would know him if you saw him, Marty.
Yeah, you've definitely seen his clips, 100%. Because that's how he said he got famous. Is like have all his clips on TikTok.
Have you guys ever been to a comedy show like that?
I've been to a comedy show, like just like one of the little ones in Winnipeg where like the guy kind of interacted with a couple people, but I was with my parents and my brother, so I don't think he even looked at
it. He didn't really pick on you that much?
But I think if we were to go with like a crew of us, like
a couple guys
with missing teeth, like mullets, he would just have a heyday on us.
We're easy targets, man.
They'd be able to pick us out right away.
If Johnny wore his ripped tie-dye t-shirt.
I'm just asking for it at that point.
Reifer might bring you right on stage.
Do a twirl and I'll get off.
Yeah.
My brother's fiance, actually, she was in Vegas the other weekend. She saw Sebastian Maniscalco.
No way.
Does he have a residency there?
Yeah, he does.
Okay.
Yeah, and she said like he had some like new material. Obviously, it's all like the Italian jokes and stuff like that, but said like he's just fucking hilarious.
Yeah, his delivery is hilarious.
Yeah. And he's got like his body language too when he does stuff. Like, it's just so funny.
He's got a new movie coming out, actually. I think it's based on his life. Have you guys seen that?
Yeah, with Robert De Niro.
Robert De Niro plays his dad.
Oh, yeah. I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's also in a commercial in Canada too.
Yeah, he is.
What is it again? It's hilarious.
I can't remember.
Oh, it's the baseball one.
Yeah, the new rules.
Because the MLB installed the pitch, like the timer for pitch in between pitches, whatever.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's like whispering in kids' ears. He's like, "Are you excited about this?" Kids like, "What?"
Dude, have you seen?
Pretty funny.
Going back to the Blue Jays a little bit, apparently the pitch clock has like screwed up their starting pitcher big time.
Dude, and now Manoah.
He's got sent down today. He got sent down to the minors.
Yeah, he's going to be playing for Buffalo, the Buffalo Bisons, I think they're called. They're AAA team. But he, you know what, too? I didn't know this. His contract, like, he's not even making, like, a lot of money. He's making less than $1 million a year.
Well, he's young, right?
I think it's only his, like, second or third year in the league. But he's, I thought he was making, like, the big bucks.
Well, you would think
baseball too much, because like baseball's, that's what's weird about it. Like, you could have a guy on your team making $27 million a year, and then another guy's making $730,000.
True.
Which obviously, like, you know, compared to the average Joe, both are fantastic. But like for the MLB, like if you're making under $1 million, like that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, you suck, basically.
Yeah, but yeah, no, he's struggled this year a lot. I was watching the game actually a little bit last night. He was kind of, he had a tough time plugging away at the mound.
Yeah, people say that people are saying that the pitch clock's really screwed with his like routine or something. I don't know. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I hate baseball.
Me too.
Honestly, I love going to games though.
I like going to games. I was just gonna say that. Yeah, I like going to games.
I could see myself liking it
once in a while.
Yeah,
it's cool. Like when you're there live and you see the actual distances, like they have to throw, like the shortstop to throw to home. Like that's a fucking far throw.
Yeah,
and like baseball's pure athleticism. It's hitting, catching, and running. And like the average Joe, there's no way. Like if one of us stepped up to a mound, there's no way like we could even hit like a 75 mph fastball.
I'm making contact.
I could, for sure.
I can make contact.
I don't know.
75 miles an hour.
It's hand-eye. It's a little bit of hand-eye. No.
75 miles an hour, Johnny. You could hit for sure. It's when you get up into like 80s and 90s and 100s is when it's like,
anything above 80, no chance.
Yeah, not a chance.
Like
maybe not like a curveball or anything, but a fastball right down the pipe.
Yeah, if you know what's coming, man. All you have to do is swing that bat.
Yeah,
right to the mountain. Boom. Just bunt it. That counts for the hit.
Close your eyes, pray to God it doesn't hit you in the finger.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Baseball is just interesting, but I like it. It's like one of those, the people always say that hockey's meant to be watched live, which I agree with, but it's also entertaining on TV. Baseball, it's probably meant to be watched live. I don't know. Oh, is it better on TV or is it better live? I don't know. It's
way better live.
Considering I don't think I've ever watched a full baseball game through on TV, I'd say probably live.
Yeah.
I've never gone out of my way to watch a baseball game.
The only time I did that is when the Jays were sick and they were like deep in the playoffs. I watched like full.
I think that might have been the only time I did that too.
And that was actually kind of exciting. But like regular season, that's a tough watch on TV. No matter like if that's your favorite team or not, that's a tough watch.
Yeah. I'd rather watch a golf probably 100%. But that's me anyways. Marty, how was your weekend at the cabin with Yelly and all them?
It was good. It was fun. We did what did we do? I drove out there pretty late. I didn't get in till like 8 or 9 p.m. ish. So the first night we didn't really do too much. We waited for Lawson and Cuddy because they didn't get into like midnight. And we just kind of chilled. Next day we went golfing. It was pretty good. I shot 43 or 44 on the front nine.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Really good, actually.
I played good, but then we did a scramble on the back nine, and I played terrible. But... yeah, and then we just did some boating. The guys did a little bit of fishing. I didn't really fish at all. I was just letting them try and get one.
You didn't want to show them up, eh?
No, I just didn't. Yeah, I just didn't really want to fish.
Did you guys play pickleball?
Yeah, we did play pickleball too. That was fun.
I love playing pickleball, man.
It's fun. That was actually my first time ever playing pickleball.
I thought you loved fishing, Marty.
I do love fishing.
Just not that day?
Yeah, I mean, there was only three rods and they were kind of making some content out of it too, and I was giving Cuddy some pointers on how to do it.
Where'd you get that Birmingham Bulls camo top thing that you had on? I want one of those.
I don't remember how I got it.
I sure as hell didn't get one. Must have been when you weren't with me. Hey, Johnny, you get one?
I think I got it when I was packing up at the end of the season.
Oh. Enough. It's sick, though.
Yeah.
And is there like a printer going off in someone's background?
I hear that, too.
I think it's my... honestly, boys, I think it's my laptop working pretty hard to keep up with this production we got going here. the fan and it's nothing hard right now, so I think that's probably on my end.
I'll definitely get it in for an oil change.
I'll sit a little bit back, so hopefully you can not hear it as much.
And then I spent a few days at the office with the boys too.
Yeah, how was that? I saw that you were on their podcast.
Yeah,
fucking cheater.
Definitely, it's definitely No Bad Days production, but
right,
it's all right.
No, it's no shooting the shit couch talk with the boys, eh?
Yeah. Well, they were that day kind of because they didn't have a guest on, so they were just we just recapped the last 2 weeks. They recapped Florida, and then I went on to recap the cabin.
Fair enough. But, yeah. How was it? Doing a podcast on video and stuff, like with cameras and stuff pointed at you, is it a little different? Like, you got to be more aware of what you're doing, probably.
Yeah. I didn't even really think about it until the end about what I was doing with my hands the whole time. And then I was like, I was probably like picking my nose or like doing something at some point.
Yeah. I find myself doing that all the time. Or...
yeah. Like, I'm always fidgeting.
Yeah.
So I just totally forgot.
Oh, there you go. You picked your nose right there.
Yeah, there's a nose pick.
I was just itching it.
I was just itching the inside.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just got to go dig for gold. I don't know.
Yeah.
Happens to the best of us.
Oh, yeah. Then I got a pretty good travel story on the plane.
Let's hear lovely. It. We love those.
The guy, like, the row over from me, like, we're both aisle seats. And you know that like airplane hack when you put your phone in the
puke bag?
Yeah, the puke bag, and then put it in your case and hang it.
Yeah.
He was doing that, but he had his phone on full volume watching a movie.
What?
Yeah.
No headphones?
No headphones. He was watching it full volume. And he's like very like he's like sick. Like for sure sick. Like he's like every couple minutes he's like really loud or like just coughing or like horking loogies. You could he'd be like like super obnoxiously, like
just beside you.
Yeah. Just the whole flight, or like coughing, like not covering his mouth. I was like, oh my God, this is my worst nightmare right here, right now.
Yeah. That doesn't sound like one single person. That sounds like the worst person on the whole plane that could have sat beside you.
Dude, it was.
Yeah.
Just like hearing him like hork these loogies, or like, and you know how like sometimes you like blow your nose out? Like if you just feel like you're like.
Yeah, yeah.
Like just that. He was doing that the whole time. Like
snot rocketing on the ground.
Yes.
Was he middle seat or was he, were you middle seat?
He was right on the aisle, like across from me.
Oh, so yeah. Okay.
We were both aisles.
Yeah.
But
okay. That's brutal. That's when you ring the thing, get the flight attendant and say, can the air marshal get this guy like down below?
Yeah, it was a full flight too. It was brutal.
Oh my God.
Did you wear a mask?
No.
I could have pictured you putting the mask on if that was happening beside
me. Man, it was, and then I was watching him bite his nails too. So gross. I think if there's ever a time to bite your nails, it should not be in an airport.
Right. No. I know.
Like, because your hands are so gross and dirty and like,
yeah. Like public transit. Don't put your fingers in your mouth like a toddler. Yeah.
Dude, there's just different, like, I think people get into an airport or in the air and they just think that, like, like public rules don't matter anymore.
Yeah.
Like common courtesy out the window.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah. You should have, like, went in your toiletry bag and be like, hey, here's some nail clippers. Like,
yeah.
You need these?
Yeah. Yeah, it was tough.
Disgusting.
Tough. Actually, hours.
I have a funny picking my nose story. We were I'm doing like landscaping, as you guys know, and we had to we were doing like a sod job, so we tore up like a front and backyard, and after we were done that, we had to grade it with dirt. So we got 8 yards of soil, and we were grading it. And
that's a lot of soil.
Yeah, it was a shit ton. Like, it was like the whole driveway was covered. And yeah, so like what
I think the math on it is, normally 8 wheelbarrowfuls is about a yard, so that's a lot of wheelbarrows.
Yeah, it was a lot of back and forth. And so like, as like, obviously like all the dust is like in the air when you're shoveling, dumping, all that stuff. So like my nose is just like all dirt boogers, right? And then I was holding we had like the blueprints for the backyard, like for the design of it, and I was holding that paper, and my boss is talking to the homeowner, and I'm like kind of like looking down, and I'm just going at it, like getting all these disgusting boogers out of my nose.
Nice.
And like just wiping them on my work pants, and I look up, and I didn't hear him either because I was so occupied. But he asked me for the plans, and then him and the homeowner are just staring at me, picking my nose for like a minute. And I'm like, I look up, I'm like, oh yeah, here you go. Sorry.
Be careful for the left corner. Might have a booger on it.
Yeah. Yeah. Any black rocks on that thing probably came from my nose. Sorry.
Jeez.
But yeah. But like Marty, you work construction. Same with you, Tava. You know how it is when you get just those concrete boogers. Like it's the worst.
Usually don't get them till like later that night, though. Like when you go home.
Same.
Yeah.
Shower. You get a good nose blow, and it's just. Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of liked it, man. It was like fun to see how much shit you could blow out of your nose.
Oh yeah, it's such a relief when you get like a good one out of there too.
Yeah.
And like. Have you guys seen The Sandlot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You know that scene when like the treehouse blows up and that kid comes out and he's full of dust?
Yeah.
Okay. Like that was me, because when the dump truck dumped all that soil, I was standing a little too close to it and all the dust just went right in my face. And I have dirt in my ears, my face, right up my nose. This is disgusting. Such an uncomfy feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's why it's called blue collar work, though. It's he should be with Mike. What's the guy from Dirty Jobs? Mike
Rowe.
Mike Rowe.
I believe. Yeah. I don't think I'll go in a sewer anytime soon. But
that was the craziest show, actually.
I feel like was that us just talking about that last? Or what? I think those guys when I was just with the boys, they were talking about a crazy episode from that show too.
Really?
Like one of the craziest jobs that he did, and I forget what it was. I'm sure when Frizz hears this, he'll remember what it was.
Another show similar to that is, like, have you ever guys watched old episodes of Fear Factor?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that show is insane. Like, you got to be in a tank with scorpions. Like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
Where you have to, like, pick the one I was watching the other day. I don't know why I was watching it, but it was, like, a challenge that was, like, a couple challenge. You have to pick cow brains out of a bath with your teeth and put them in the next bath, and then the partner has to do it and like pass them on for time, and like people are throwing up into the water and then going in and then getting the
god.
No, I don't know why anyone would sign up for that show. Like, that's just crazy.
No, it's, I'm down for like the jumping off heights and stuff, but I'm not down for like eating like cow shit, you know.
I mean, even those like almost drowning ones are pretty scary. Like, if they're like,
yeah, those, I mean, yeah, it's pretty panic city.
Yeah, Tav, hey, you want a spoonful of shit?
You called good,
thank
poop.
You. Yeah, no, that show is actually like insane. It's, for me, it was like the insects, like being, or the snakes, like, or even the tarantulas. Like, that's just crazy. Like, never would I let that touch my body.
Yeah.
Not even for $1 million.
I would let one tarantula crawl on my hand for $1 million. Other than that, I don't think I could like physically do it.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, I don't think I got that in me either.
No, not a chance.
Johnny, I ran today 16 kilometers, almost 17 kilometers.
Yeah.
10 miles.
Attaboy. Proud of you.
So I'm still training. I still haven't given up yet, but it's gonna be a grind for me, I think.
Proud of you.
But definitely not gonna be able to finish in the time frame that I was hoping for, but if I can finish, it'll be a win. So
I mean, those guys are just hitting their like 20 mile end of the training end of the training session.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Thing,
yeah, did they all run that?
I think they were all planning on it. I know Dave ran into a bit of a groin injury, so he's rehabbing that.
He's got to go see the trainer.
No, I was working out down there in their apartment building just by myself, and then Dave came in. He was working out and like rehabbing it and telling me the story how he got hurt, a little hurt running. So
my knees are taking a beating though. I think like that's the worst part.
Yeah.
So I'm probably never going to run again after next weekend. So that'll be fun.
As you shouldn't.
No, yeah. Well, I'll do my marathon. Like that's like the pinnacle of running. So I'll be done, but yeah. I might have to walk the second half or like crawl or something. Cause I did just under a half today and it was grueling.
You're gonna be crawling.
Marty, how about me and you go to what's that bar in Canal Park there with all the games in it?
Oh,
310 pub.
310.
Yeah, maybe we should just post up there for a little
bit. You think that's going to be, like, you think that there's going to be space available in there? There's, like, 60,000 people that go to Duluth for that weekend in Canal Park, so I don't know.
We'll just have to get there early.
I think you'll have to go, you'll probably want to go to, like, what's that bar that we went to by the bridge and on the Superior side?
Schultz's?
Yeah, you're probably going to want to head over to Schultz's.
Yeah, sure.
They got cheaper beer. They got darts.
No, Marty, let's go to that Irish pub in Duluth.
Dublin's.
Dublin's, yeah. Let's post up there.
Sure, bud. We can do whatever you want.
Yeah. Hey, just grab my pocket. Follow me around for the day. We'll poke our head into Spurs for a sec, and
yeah,
you know, we'll just see what's going on.
Everyone that I've talked to is disappointed that you dropped out, Johnny.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah.
like who?
Just the fans. Everyone was looking forward to seeing you try to run.
Did you know how he told the other guys first, Taver?
I don't know how he did it. He told me that he told the other guys first.
It was before that meeting that we had.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I logged on, I had to say it before you logged on just so like everyone knew.
Oh.
I wasn't it. They just told me that. So I was
just like, first thing I said when I popped in there was, hey guys, just a heads up, I'm not running the marathon, but I wanted to say it before Taver got on because I want to surprise him on the podcast.
Yeah, you want to surprise him with some good news, eh?
I was thinking about it though, and I was like, it doesn't really, it's not like we would have been chatting the whole way throughout the marathon because we both would have been sucking wind and like just miserable anyway. So it's almost like the same as running it with you because I wouldn't have said
a single word to you.
Yeah,
the only time you guys would have talked is would have just been saying how awful it is, and
when we want, yeah, when we probably would have just asked each other to quit around the 2 hour mark.
Yeah, and then like a couple like F bombs here and there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to ask what's one thing we should do in Superior for old time's sake? What's one thing we got to do while we're there? Only there for a couple days.
Go to all our local watering holes. I can't think of a single other thing to do.
What were you thinking, Tav?
I was thinking like going to like an old eating spot like a Julie's or something.
Breakfast. Definitely have to go to Julie's.
Golden Inn. Golden Inn for before the marathon.
We got to get Topper's pizza.
Toppers, yeah, we got a lot of stuff to eat.
And Topper sticks.
That's the only thing we did. We went to school, played hockey, and just ate and drank the whole time. We didn't do anything else. So.
Well, what else was there to do?
Just ate and drank.
I don't know. That's why I asked the question.
It sounds a lot worse than it actually was. Like we weren't booze bags. We focused on our academics and our athletics, but we knew when to have fun.
Every night. After everything was done.
After we had all our tasks done for the day.
Johnny, yeah. you know how I just said I heard from people that they were disappointed that you dropped out?
Yeah, I was pretty bummed to hear that.
I know you don't care, and I don't think you shouldn't care, but I did get a funny DM about it that I wish that I had thought on my feet and like came snap back at you when you told me.
Why? What was it?
It's because I think when you were telling me, you said that you don't normally like drop out of things that you started. And I was like,
hey, did someone say I dropped out of school?
Someone's like, well, I could have seen this coming since he dropped out of school. So it's not like it's the first time. And I was like, damn, I wish I thought of that while I was talking to him. But
it definitely crossed my mind when he asked it, but I wasn't going to.
That's okay.
I didn't want to be gutty.
Whoever said that can DM me themselves.
If they dare.
I'm sure they will. And have no problem dare. Doing it.
Yeah, DM me yourself, and I'll see what I can clap back with.
What do you think? Yeah. Probably nothing, eh?
Ah, Well, you know, if they got their thing on private, then I'll, but if they don't, I'll do some lurking and I'll think of something creative.
There you go.
Did you guys see that LIV Golf and the PGA Tour joined forces today out of the blue?
We did. I see did. That.
Why did they do that?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I didn't read anything behind it.
Tav, tell me if this is like a fair statement, but like, because obviously like, I don't know much about it, but I feel like the only thing that the PGA has on LIV is like the tradition. You know what I mean? Like they don't have the, is it fair to say that they don't have the funds that LIV does?
100%. Yeah. But you know the funds are like, the funds from LIV are coming from like Saudi Arabia. So they have basically unlimited money to do whatever they want.
Yeah. So it's like, that's it's obviously a huge attraction.
Yeah.
And so the only thing the PGA would have is like the tradition of the sport and like the history of the PGA and like the prestige of winning those tournaments. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's, I think that was kind of like the argument the whole time that why guys were staying, mm-hmm. because obviously they were offering tons and tons and tons of money, but I don't know, like the news broke this morning, I guess, and no one knew about it other than like the two heads of each place, which was seemed weird to me, I guess.
Yeah.
Like the players didn't know. It was only like the commissioner of both different things, I guess. So
I don't know. Maybe some of them knew and they just like were like maybe like an NDA situation, right? You think?
Well, no, because the news broke and then people were coming out this morning tweeting like, oh, we had no idea. Like, nice to find out this huge news on Twitter, like yada, yada, yada.
Oh,
so,
really?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Yeah, that's crazy. I wonder what how that went down. I'm sure it'll come out, but it'd be interesting to find out how that what the whole process of that was and why they decided to do it.
Yeah, I have no idea. It's kind of weird.
What does it even mean that they just golf in the same tournaments now?
Probably. That wasn't sarcastic. Like, I was just like, yeah, no.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Sounds about right.
Perfect. Thanks for that.
Just what I was waiting for.
Yeah.
Finally, the two golf.
Marty, leagues. you got your. You said you had some good sleep at night for your segment this week, or what?
Yeah, I got two. Since we didn't record last week, so I got for the past 2 weeks. We ready?
Okay, well, what are they?
Okay, so the first one was based on me. So I went to the car wash to get my mom's car wash, and it's one of the ones where you like pull in, leave your car and leave the keys, and then they like vacuum everything. And then put it through the wash, and then they hand dry it, and then usually you like watch them like bring your car, and then you give them a license plate to get your keys back. It's like a receipt, right? So mm-hmm. they know it's your car. You follow me, kind of?
Yeah.
So you give them your license plate number back.
Yeah, it's just like a receipt to get your keys back after they're done washing and drying it.
Okay, makes sense.
And so there's like a viewing area to watch them like hand dry it and watch them when they pull the car out. So do you know when it's ready? And so I was like waiting there for like 10, 15 minutes, like watching. And obviously I was like on my phone in between. And I was like, where the fuck is my car? Like, what is taking so long? And I sat there for like another 25, 20 minutes. And it should only take like 15 minutes to do this whole process. And then I like got up, looked around, looked to my left, and they put my car in the parking lot because I didn't go get it. I was there for like 40 minutes. So they were probably done before I even got, like, I don't know when they finished it. But
so
it
you
was,
were sleeping.
I was sleeping, yeah, and I should have slept at night.
It's true.
That's a pretty good one.
That's a good one. Yeah.
And then the second one was somebody just hit my mom's car in, like, a parking lot. And I just don't know how that happens. How you just are that shitty of a driver to hit a parked car.
Yeah. They were so sleeping during the day.
Trust me.
Yeah, they just sleep at night.
Yeah.
I think I have road rage, but I don't control it. But I mean, you would think that it's almost impossible to hit a car that's already parked.
Yeah.
But somehow, some way, people find, they find a way.
Yeah.
It's damn near.
But they did leave a note. They did leave a note. So. Okay.
What did it say? I'm sorry with $5.
Yeah. So yeah, those are my two.
Well, that's good. That's a good first two, Marty. I like that. I like that you came prepared.
Yeah,
Johnny, do you have anything? I forgot to send a reminder. So.
No, it's all good. I got two. The first one. After this person who sent that DM to you is done kicking rocks, they could sleep at night. And then, the other one I have is, we had to pick up patio stones at work. And so we're at the place where you pick them up and we're in the office paying for them. And there's a guy in front of us and he's doing the same thing, picking up some patio stones. And he's explaining to the lady behind the counter how he's going to do it. And she's like, hey, like, do you need like any like foundation to put under it? All that. He goes, oh, no. I'm just going to lay them on top of the old patio stones. And the lady's like, what? And he's like, yeah. He's like, I'm not even going to tear them up. He's like, I'm just going to lay the new ones on top of the old ones. So that guy could sleep at night because that's just not how you do that.
Yeah, you just can't do that.
No. I think he was sleepwalking that day.
He must have been. Must have had a long night the day before and tried to sleep during work hours. And unfortunately, you just can't. You can't do that.
Yeah, you can't just lay stone on top of old stone. That's just not how that goes.
Definitely.
Okay. Well, I got two for myself. One I did today. You know when you guys like open the fridge when you're looking for something to eat and you don't really like. Know what you're gonna have, so you just stand there like looking at the fridge for a while.
Yep.
Well, I did that today, but I was also kind of on my phone, like not paying attention, and I guess I put my phone in the fridge thinking that it was something in the fridge and closed it, and then I couldn't find my phone for like 20 minutes and I'm looking everywhere. So then I went and got my iPad and hit the like find my iPhone, play the sound thing. So my phone's like going off in the fridge. I can barely hear it. So I'm trying to figure out where it was. And yeah, it almost froze the shit out of everything in it. So there's that.
That's incredible.
Yeah. It was right when I woke up too. So I had just been busy sleeping, but I guess I needed a few more hours. But second one I got is transitioning us into the last topic of our conversation. And I think Jack Eichel needs to sleep at night after taking that hit last night. That was a big collision.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't go through the middle with your head down in that league.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It's just one thing you can't do.
That was a solid hit. That was a great hit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like unbelievably clean.
His legs and body just gave out and completely changed direction.
It looked like he bailed. Like, he says he toe-picked, but it looks like he didn't see him and then saw him at the last second and just went like
it did look like kinda. He bailed like that. I know what you mean.
Yeah, like did like trying to get out of the hit almost.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you see after when he was skating to the bench, did it not look like he was saying like it's out, like talking about his shoulder?
Yeah.
I thought like for sure. And it was down a bit.
Well, he had just had neck surgery too, so like that was part of it.
Yeah, but hey, clean hit by Tkachuk. That's a playoff hit.
That is a playoff hit.
It's playoff hockey, baby. But yeah, Ikes, sleep at night, buddy. Don't go through the middle with your head down.
Yeah, definitely can't be doing that.
Nope. No, sir.
Okay, so I was going to surprise you guys, but it's not working right now. I've got... special guest on the line here who's popping in for a few minutes if I can figure out how to get him in here.
Don't tell me it's who I think it is.
It might be.
Is it Wheezy F Baby?
It's a Wheezy F Baby, yeah.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Oh God, we're gonna be on here for another 3 hours.
Yeah, I know. Man.
All right, Liz, what's up, buddy? How you been? Why is only half your face shown in the camera?
Sorry. You want me to sit differently? I don't know where to put my phone. Here.
I have a question. What's for up? You. Is your bed from 1833?
Dude, it's...
Yeah, what the heck is that?
Dude, it looks like you have a quilt, and then you have those four big banisters on your bed.
Dude, they're poles to hold me back. What do you mean? Come on. Are you serious, bro?
God. Nice.
You're an idiot.
Good this recovery. Guy. I don't know. Dude, every like when I haven't been home in like 7 years, so this is like, I think it's my parents' old frame, but like different mattress, and so they didn't want to throw it out, and if so facto, I got stuck with it, so.
It's okay. I didn't need a story.
Looks comfy, dude, though.
So comfy. If so facto. You'll never believe what I got today.
So that's what... That's where the magic happens, dude, then.
This is where the magic's at. Well, I'm at my parents' house, so I got to make sure that she's okay. And then you're going to meet the parents first. And then there's a lot of steps to go through.
Right. Yeah. Teach Johnny. Make sure you teach Johnny them.
Yeah. You and Johnny will do it together.
I got to show Johnny a couple things. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Wiz, how is it being at home? How's Cali? You've been doing lots of surfing and all that junk, or
I'll
what?
Be honest with you, the first couple weeks when I was home, actually every day since I've been home, it's just really gloomy, so there's not much sun.
Oh,
but I've been making the most of what I can do. I've been playing a little bit of golf. I've been at the beach a little bit. I've been on the ice just a couple times, but just kind of enjoying home. How about you?
You play roller hockey in the summer,
dude,
too?
Dude, don't even get me started. I am so looking forward to roller. Shout out the few. That's our roller team for the summer. I just found out today that we're not going to one of the tournaments. We didn't get invited, which is just absurd. They didn't see the roster and saw that we're on there. So it's crazy.
They didn't see you were at the Bulls all year?
Dude, they didn't see the Weezinator on there. And they were just like, whoa, like, we can't have you guys. It's unfortunate.
Is that... That's your roller hockey name, the Weezinator?
Dude, I'll go by anything, bro. I mean, Wiz Nasty is the best one that I've ever been called, so I'm going to keep riding that one as long as I can.
Yeah. Hey, Wiz, first, congrats on the new job there, bud.
Pardon?
Yeah.
I said congrats on the new job, and then also that's how you have to introduce yourself at work is, hi, I'm Wiz Nasty. Can I help you with
that? Hey, Wiz Nasty, nice to meet you. I don't think Lululemon's going to be okay with me starting off going, hey, I'm Wiz Nasty. Nice to meet you.
Hey, if you want to see your sales go up.
Have you had your first day yet, Wiz?
No, I've been in the – I was telling Tab a second ago. I'm in the, like, ongoing process of, like, training. They have this, like – I feel like I'm back in college during COVID. No joke. There's just so many classes and videos I have to watch and courses I have to submit. And
God.
I'm starting quote unquote next week. And then I start live like by myself, I think the week after. So a little nerve wracking.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm excited.
That's nice, it.
Man. What are you guys doing for summer jobs?
Yeah, podcast host,
dude.
Yeah,
how do I get in on the mix? Like, where do I put my application? I'll quit Lulu right on the spot. What do you need me to do?
I'll quit Lulu on the spot.
That's why we got you as a correspondent. You can call into the show whenever you want.
Dude, yeah,
I love that. I'm in.
Okay,
sweet. Deal.
So do people want to kill you as much in roller hockey as they do in real hockey, or?
It's funny you say that, man. I think it's just my nature, just me in general. I don't know if it's just the positivity that I ooze or the energy that just comes out, but I think people are so grumpy nowadays, and they don't like that constant positivity, and that it's frustrating.
You are just leaking positivity.
What the heck was Marty? Did Marty just get
you sweat positivity?
What was? Oh. God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I got distracted there. But yeah, I'm oozing positivity.
Oh boy.
Funny story about Wiz. When I was at the Luke Combs concert, I sent him a video, and the drummer in the concert had a number 7 shirt on. And he snapped me back. He's like, dude, how did that guy get my jersey? Man, I'm so world renowned.
He comes on No Bad Days Pod once and he's all hype, eh?
And now
at the end of the year auction.
Wiesner jerseys are just everywhere.
Coincidence? I think not. This guy's wearing number 7 jersey, playing the drums, rocking out, having the performance of a lifetime, and he's wearing my jersey. Like, come on. Coincidence? No. Come on. No.
There's no way.
How was that concert, though, with Rosie, right?
Yeah, it was unreal. It was a good time. Very fun. Really good. Yeah.
Is that what you got up to?
It was really a little fast paced for the music you like. You like more of a, you know, Mozart's and Beethoven's and that kind of stuff.
That's what.
What do you like, Wiz? What do you even listen to?
So, the last time I was on the golf course, me and my buddy that plays at Macon, we listened to Ice Cube, Kendrick Lamar, and J. Cole for 18 holes, and we had an absolute blast, just essentials. And then the next time we played, we listened to like Avicii and like the softer type music. So it's all variety.
So
Avicii is soft. Yeah, it's house music.
Okay. You know what?
I
wouldn't say Avicii's soft. It's good background music.
Yeah.
You could say it's chill
house vibes.
Yeah.
Chill house. Sweet.
Like it.
All right, Wiz, we got to wrap things up here. But before we go, what's your prediction for the Stanley Cup final? What's the series going to end at? I know Vegas is up 2-0 right now, but what do you think?
My gambling corner. It's not been hot lately. Let's put it that way. But
yeah, this is your gambling corner.
I'm thinking Vegas did what they needed to do. They won at home. Whoop-de-doo. You win at home. That's what you're supposed to do. If they win game 3, it's a pivotal game. If Florida loses game 3, I guarantee you're not going to have another podcast before the next one. I'm taking Florida next game, right? Game 3, Florida. If they lose, though, I don't think there's any way that you can't take Vegas. You know what I mean? Like, I just think Vegas is steamrolling. They look too good. Yeah. Their fourth line is buzzing. They have depth out the wazoo. Like, their bullies are bullying Florida's bullies, and it's I don't know. Yeah.
We can't have a sweep, though. We can't have a sweep in the Stanley Cup final, can we?
I
don't
think there's going to be a sweep. I think they're going to make it a fighting chance. Like, but they were throwing out 10s yesterday as if it was candy. Like, are you kidding me? Like, did you see the one that Matthew Tkachuk had a 10-minute misconduct for? He shot one of those, like, the rats that got thrown on the ice.
Rat.
And the other one, he slashed the guy's stick out of his hand. Like, dude, we do that on, like, every scrum, and there's no penalty. Like, what? I don't know. They have to.
Yeah, we.
Oh, and then those penalties first, and then there's some other penalties. Like, I'm not blaming the refs whatsoever, but there are a couple penalties that weren't called that should have been called. Like, there was one, I think it was Haig, that ended up taking White stick or whatever and throwing it off to the side, and ends up going down and scoring like the fourth or fifth goal. But like, not that that's a penalty right there. There was a couple that they just blatantly missed, like Matthew Tkachuk. I know he's a rat, but like, him getting slashed by the goalie like right in front of the ref, like that's just easy penalty. I don't know. I feel like there could have been a couple more penalties.
You mean White Cloud?
No, Colin White on.
No, Colin Florida. White on Florida.
Oh, I thought you said White Stick.
Yeah, Nick Hay grabbed White Stick.
Oh, White Stick. Oh, okay. never mind.
Sleep at night. Wiz, so thanks for the in-depth analysis there, but I just wanted to know who's going to win the series and how many games.
Okay. It's going 6, and I think it's Florida's making a comeback.
Florida in 6? They're going to win 4 in a row?
Okay. Mark my words.
Hey, you heard it here, folks. So you got to hammer Florida in 6, I guess.
Here first.
Yep,
I said
it down.
Last week. I said it with the Stars. They shouldn't have played Jamie Benn in that game. I know he's the captain. Controversial tweet. Shouldn't have played him that game. They were on a roll. Next thing you know, boom.
Did you tweet it?
I tagged Spit and Chicklets and everything, and next thing you know, I got so many people that are like, dude, you're an idiot. You don't even play hockey. How could you say this? Like, you don't even... I'm like, dude, they've won 2 games without him. I get that he's the captain, but like, it's called mojo. Ever heard of it?
Yeah.
Hey, the people that said you don't play hockey, you should have just replied with a link to your EP.
they would have been tripped on like my EP. Next thing you know, it's like, dude, you play crap teams. Like, oh, geez.
Yeah, Wiz, you got to make like a burner account that doesn't have your name associated with it and just start going at people on Twitter and just getting them fired up.
We need the fans to come up with a fake name because I'm not good with those.
No, or just we should get
make it Wiz Nasty. Like,
dude, that's yeah, too Wiz easy. Nasty. People are going to know it's me, bro.
My Concho or something
you're not,
like that.
Don't worry, you're not that famous, man. I don't think they'll make the connection.
Wiz, you think Bob's still going to win the Conn Smythe?
That's a sensitive subject. Because I doubled down with
actually
Matthew Tkachuk, so not looking too hot.
Right now, Marchessault is the betting favorite for Conn Smythe.
I said that yesterday after he scored the first one. I was like, dude,
that might be a sprinkle. You might have to sprinkle
I already said I was. I already hedged my first one, so I got to hedge the hedge.
Can I get 2 units on it, Wes?
Two.
Now you're gonna double hedge.
They need to know that my units aren't very high. They're just $10, people.
He's not pushing serious weight.
$10, I treat it like $100. So, what can I say?
But yep.
Thanks for having
me. All right, that wraps up. Hey, hold on, Wiz. We'll just we'll set this. You don't have to hang up. We'll just say goodbye here, and then we can chat after. All right, that concludes episode 83. We'll see you next week. Hopefully you enjoyed it. Cheers.
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 Deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.